Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in this program of the teacher, we will deal with three critical questions. The first question is, what is the divine goal of human creation? Okay. The second of those critical questions is, how would he achieve that goal? So first we define that goal. What is that divine goal? The second is, how would a human achieve that goal? The third is, why did Allah not create human beings like that from the onset? So, why did Allah not put us right there where He wanted us to be from the onset, from the get-go? Why do we have to achieve and acquire this? So these are the three questions that we will be, inshallah, trying to address in this program of the teacher. Stay with us. Now, to answer the first question, we will say, what is that divine goal of human creation? That goal set by Allah for human beings is to acquire perfection. Now, when we say perfection, what is perfection? According to some traditions, perfection parallels to acquiring those attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. When we say acquiring those attributes of Allah, it means that if Allah is wise, we try to acquire that wisdom. If Allah is merciful, we in our lifetime try to acquire that mercy. Okay, we go and push ourselves in a direction that we acquire all those attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the journey of us moving towards perfection. So this is how we would define that goal of human creation. Then the next question is, how would we achieve this goal, right? It's a very critical question. A lot of times we ask people, okay, you know, I'm trying to acquire perfection in my life, but how do I get there? Okay, so the research that we have done and come up with, there are a couple things that we would like to bring up in this program. Although the list is long, when it comes to acquiring perfection, it's not something that can be just, you know, talked about in a few seconds or minutes. But there are a couple of things that we have jotted down together that will, inshallah, help you acquire that perfection. The first thing is submitting to the commands of Allah and carrying out what Allah wished from us. So as long as those commands of Allah that we are aware of, that have reached us, if we are obeying to those commands of Allah and those things that Allah has asked us to carry out in our lifetime, if we are vigilant, if we are really staying at top of those things and we carry out all of them, inshallah, this is going to help us reach that perfection, that desired perfection. Then the second point here to assist you in this journey, inshallah, and ourselves. I'm advising myself before I do to you. The second thing is following the footsteps of Prophet and the Infallibles. Brothers and sisters, there's a purpose why Allah sent down the Prophet, who was the Prophet of Mercy. He was a perfect human being, and he was followed up with the infallible Imams. We have this blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where He defines those perfect human beings. He identifies those perfect human beings and He tells us that you follow their footsteps, you will start your journey and keep moving towards perfection. So these are the two points that you should keep in mind. And then when we come back after the break, we're going to discuss why did Allah not create us, the human beings, perfect from the get-go. We have defined what the goal is. Why did he not create us like that? So let's take a short break. Stay tuned with us and we will address this question.
How to recognize a perfect human in the speech of martyr Ayatollah Mutahhari.
To recognize a perfect human being, there are two ways, according to Islam. One is to see how the Holy Quran and then Sunnah have defined a perfect human in their words and teachings. Now, even if it's not called a perfect human, but a perfect Muslim or a perfect faithful. Anyhow, a perfect Muslim is definitely a perfect human who has reached perfection under the teachings of Islam. And a perfect faithful stands for a human who has reached perfection through faith. We should see how the Holy Quran and Sunnah have described a perfect human and what lines have drawn to show the face and image of a perfect human. And of course, there are many words and descriptions of such being in the Holy Quran and Sunnah. This is one way. The second way is not to look into the words of the Quran and Sunnah, but it is to identify those individuals who have become the perfect human according to the Quran and Sunnah and their descriptions, and are the real examples of perfect humans. These people are the real examples of a perfect Muslim. The example of a perfect human, as described by Islam, is not just an imaginary character that has never existed, but rather there are many of them who have lived the real life, both the most elevated and perfected ones, and of course, some of them in one or two lower levels.
Welcome back to The Teacher. This is IRIB English Radio. We were discussing about the goal of the human creation and the three critical questions that what is the divine goal of human creation? How would we achieve this goal? These are the first two questions that we answered before the break. Now, the third question is that we know that the goal of human creation is seeking that perfection and achieving that perfection. And we defined a couple of ways that are going to help us get there. The first one was submitting to the commands of Allah and carrying out what He has wished from us. The second of that was following the footsteps of Prophet and infallible Imams. In this segment, we're going to be discussing that if the goal is seeking this perfection, then why did Allah not create us from day one perfect? It was easy for Allah. Okay? Now, here I would like you to understand the concept of forced perfection versus voluntary perfection. What is the difference? The difference, brothers and sisters, is when somebody is by force made perfect, this is not in line with that grand plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. if he wanted to force us to perfection, he would have created us perfect. But it is not that grand plan of Allah. Allah wants that voluntary perfection from us. Okay? He wants us to work towards this. Okay? This is the first reason why he did not create us perfect from the get-go. Let's take an example to understand this phenomena a little better. Take an example of a person who decides to give charity of $1. Okay? His progress towards perfection is going to be what? It's going to be in proportion of his generosity. Okay? Now, this person, he decided to spend that $1 voluntarily, and he moves towards perfection, okay, in that proportion, in the proportion of his generosity, right? Now, this same person, if he's forced to give $1 million, okay, notice, first case, he was voluntarily given that. Now he's forced to give that $1 million. Do you really think it is out of generosity? Do you really think that he's going to get any perfection? No, brothers and sisters, because now he's forced. Now, forcefully, you are taking $1 million from this guy. On the other hand, that other guy was giving $1, but out of his voluntary wish. So this is the difference. When it comes down to that forced perfection, this is how the phenomena looks like, which means, you know, it just doesn't add up. It is for this reason that in various verses of the Holy Quran, this reality has been asserted, that had Allah desired, all the people would have become believers under compulsion. However, such faith would not have proved beneficial to them. Look at chapter of Yunus, verse 99. And if your Lord had pleased, surely all those who are in the earth would have believed, all of them. This is how the verse goes. But see, this is not in line with that grand plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He wants us to acquire perfection, where He wants us to strive through this journey of this world to seek that perfection and get up there. Okay? We hope we were able to answer these three questions. What is the divine goal of human creation? How would we achieve that goal? And why did Allah not create us perfect from the onset or the get-go?
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Feel the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may feel, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving.